But right now it is that time to dive into the Friday morning mailbag. Here are all of the accumulations of your communications to us via all the avenues. The texts, the tweets, the TikToks, the DMs, the sliding ins. I think we still have a Snapchat somewhere. Facebook messages, emails, prison letters. They're just saying, hey, actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. We always like to check, did we have a Hank FM newsletter? We had a really good string there going on for a while, but
it was like 2 weeks.
Rules are made to be broken, and streaks are made to evidently end.
Long time.
Oh, well. But did get this from a couple of messages, our Hank Facebook page. In fact, we got this one rather recently on Facebook to our 92.1 Hank Facebook page. Lainey Wilson says, hey.
What?
To which our automatic response says, hi, thanks for contacting us. We've received your message and appreciate you reaching out.
Lainey Wilson texted us on the Facebook or message or DM or whatever.
The profile says. I don't think either one of those responses or the initial message were done by actual real humans.
No.
I'm going to look for you, KB.
No, I didn't do it.
Things on the internet aren't real. Congratulations. Going out to Alan Peterson. He won Hank's Jam this week.
Yeah.
Lone Star Bar and Truck Yard.
There you go, Alan.
Yeah, everybody was like congratulating Alan, and then Hank congratulated him, and then he said, thank you, and they said, of course, we can't wait to see what you do. And then his friend Roger chimes in, as Roger always does. He says, hey, buddy, if you win the finals, I'm going to tell you the story of the tiny spider in your brother's truck on the way to Austin.
Well, tell us beforehand. Mm-hmm. I want to hear the rest of the story.
And did it come with a snake?
Page 3. Angeline asks, have ever either of you ever been suspended? I guess from radio at some point.
No, I don't think I've ever been suspended.
No. I've tried, but no.
I mean,
there's always Monday's show or the better part of this one left.
Yeah, the industry is really just, they're exceptional at just like getting straight to the chase and just firing you.
Yeah, your
key card
didn't work on Monday, and there we go.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah.
All right.
That was a moment. This is Jeffrey. I love your station.
Hi,
the first time I heard it, I was in Fort Worth.
Yep.
I've since downloaded the app, and I listen every day. And I live in Alabama. I've got to get a Hank t-shirt. Is there any way that I can purchase one? And I swear we used to have somewhere to buy these things.
Hmm.
But just sounds like a reason to come on out to cruise night.
Yeah, there you go.
Beautiful drive from Alabama.
Listening to us on the app.
Yeah, but you can't understand.
I know.
You can't even understand it. It's all gibberish.
Okay. I understand. Toby that says he's in the stockyards. Toby in the stockyard says,
hello.
Like last week's Bob Stoops question, did you really have Neil McCoy on or just somebody that sounds like Neil McCoy? Well, if that wasn't Neil McCoy, we got punked ourselves. All right.
Mm-hmm.
He's there tonight live in Grapevine with us, too.
You know, all this continuing construction outside the studio. Harry had to chime in.
Yeah.
He says that Heather Lee should go outside and interview the man with the pencil.
I don't know if would translate well on air.
Well, yeah, but you can't understand. You can't even understand it. It's all gibberish.
Well, not only that, but the man with the pencil is really the only one that I truly believe knows what's going on here.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has been much more concerned about what is going on my side of the window. So I rather would just leave him to his devices and do what he does.
I think you should go out there and just tell them what to do. I think that would be fun. Jared asks, it's not a question. It's a statement. I, for one, do not think you took the communion wafers last week too far. Well, thank you for your support, Jared. And also with you. Russell really loved Trump Tuesday, or at least the idea and possibility of it. He says Trumpin' Tuesday. It's not a thing yet. I mean, the Donald's a busy guy, obviously. I mean, there's still...
Sounds like it will be.
Still a chance. I don't know. Saudi Prince wants to give us something for that 7:47 Tuesday time slot. We'll see. We'll see about it. But it already does have a cool theme song. So
might as well try. I like it.
So it's already kind of halfway there.
Go ahead and try. So this was off the Facebook. And we got this in the messages. Whoever is in charge of the radio commercials has been slacking on their job. There is a Macy's After Christmas Sale commercial, which is played a lot in the evening, especially between 9 and 11 p.m., as I listen a lot when I'm getting ready for bed. Well, it is Jeremy. I mean, he does, does do a certain something to women. Can you please get rid of that commercial? It is May, not the end of December. But, I mean, it is after Christmas.
Maybe and, they're just getting a jump.
I did wish her a very, very Merry Christmas, because it's never too early.
We should keep it on until Macy's goes out of business.
I mean, it's kind of like Christmas every day here at Hank FM.
The Brett asked, do you guys have anywhere that I can listen to something that happened on the show, like something that happened yesterday? Oh, boy.
Oh.
Do we, Brett? You have fallen right into the hands of our promotions department. It is the KB and Heather Lee Everyday Replay.
Every day.
On demand, kind of. Replay. 92 on HankFM.com. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Got this note from Gerald. Been a long time since I've heard a show like yours. Could use maybe a little more context on that. I don't know. Think that was a compliment?
Yeah.
Somebody there from the 682 is responding to the Pink Shorts tour starting today.
Oh,
that starts
boy.
In Cleburne at 11 o'clock. And then the barrage. And I do appreciate so many people out there helping with the snake situation, finding the snake in my bedroom. Retired Ricky this morning says, at least this wasn't in the bedroom, KB. Can you come by and find the guy that left this? And it's a giant rattlesnake skin.
Ew.
I'm not going to help you with that.
Gee, I wonder where the rest could be.
Jeff in the Ville said, you had a snake in the house, and I mowed over my first copperhead. It charged at me. And I said, well, good thing you were armed.
Dear.
He said, it is now not charging after anything any longer.
That's
there you go. Doris, the go-to Willow Flow, says, my ex used to have an entire party room that was full of snakes in tanks.
A party
Pretty
room?
Pretty cool. But that may have been the beginning of her love of tanks.
Oh.
And perhaps the tank of transparency.
When will that tank be cleaned?
Doris, I mean, out of Cleburne, I better see you today.
She is the goat. Not the snake, but the goat. Good morning. I love listening to your show from Jennifer. Could you play Dolly Parton 9 to 5 or Glenn Campbell Rhinestone Cowboy? I've been looking for a job for months, and I'm listening from Alvarado. Thank you so, so much. One from the text lines. Can you call me back, please? KB, did you promise to call someone back? What's going on there? No context. And Cowboy Mike and Alito, here is the real question. Is it wrong to like some Luke Bryan songs?
We said there's no bad questions earlier in the show, and I disagree with that now.
Cowboy Mike broke it.
Friday morning fake news coming up next. That's the Friday morning mailbag, waking up with the one and only world famous Hank.